Hello, good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal of Zion. And we ended off at the end of Simen Gimel. So the Chayodim says, a person who is in a situation where he has a halacha of Tashlumen, which means he missed, let's say, for example, Shacharis, so he's going to Daven Mincha twice, and he ends up being the Shteich Tzibur, so the person davens for the Yomid, they daven once for themselves, and they daven a second time in front of the Yomid for the Tzibur, out loud. So the second time that he davens as the Shatz, as the Shteich of the Tzibur, the Chazaras HaShatz, the out loud tefillah, that will count as his tefillah of Tashlumen. And now the Chayadim comes goes full circle and goes back to what he said in Simon Beis, that Medavka Be'elu Shehoya Oyn Onus Imbitul B'yadayim Alam Mahani Tashlumen. The Halacha of Tashlumen was only created for people who there was some excuse for why they didn't daven, but a person who just chose not to daven, then later on he regretted what he did, does not get a chance to make reparations by davening a second tefillah. Okay, Simon Dalet. Kishim Tzpawel Beis Sar Shechavan Shat Tefillah Rishon Hat L'Shem Chayv Shuzmanoi V'Hashniya L'Shem Tashuman Masha Shochach. So the concept of Tashuman is when a person is davening already his tefillah that he's required to daven for that period of time. So in our example, he forgot Shacharis. He missed Shacharis. He's davening Mincha twice. So it's a time for Mincha, and that therefore that has to be the primary tefillah, is the tefillah for Mincha. And then Chazal came along and said, while the person is also davening Mincha, while the person is already davening Mincha, he can add on, as it were, a second tefillah to fulfill the obligation that he had for Shacharis. So the order has to be the required primary tefillah first, and the tashlumen tefillah second. Ubidiyevet shetah b'yispalo v'sharna l'shem tashlumen is yotza. However, if the person flipped it around and davened, said, well, I missed Shacharis, I'll daven the first tefillah for Shacharis to make up what I missed, and then I'll daven Mincha afterwards. So does that work? So the Chayyadim says that works. Since it's not, there's no obvious difference between the first tefillah and the second tefillah, so it could be construed that he davened the first tefillah for the purpose of Mincha and the second one for the tashlumen for Shacharis. So therefore, b'di'evad, he's going to be yotzei. Now this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and not everybody agrees with this. Mishmar actually brings that this is a machlokes. And the Mishabura actually suggests that one should really go back and daven again. So, in a situation where a person missed Shacharis, then instead of davening Mincha and then Tashlumen for Shacharis, he davened Tashlumen for Shacharis and then Mincha. So the tefillah for Mincha is Yotzei. The tefillah for Tashlumen, it's questionable whether he's going to be Yotzei, and therefore he should daven a third time, having in mind that if he was not Yotzei with Tashlumen, this is for the purpose of Tashlumen. And if he was, this will be a tefillas nedava. And there's a concept in halacha of a person, as it were, the same way a person could bring, there was the kabbonis which was the chiyuv to bring, and there's also kabbonis a person could bring as a nedava to Hashem, as a gift to Hashem. So tefillah, which is in the place of kabbonis, we could also have such a concept. So he will introduce this tefillah with tefillas nedava as a sophic, either as tefillas nedava or as a tefillas tashlumen, because of the smachloikus. Now the Chayyadim is machriya like the Magen Avraham that he is yotzei in the situation. Now, however, it's important to point out this is only true in a case where it's not obvious. In a case where it's obvious that he flipped it around, that everybody agrees that you're not Yotze. So let's say, for example, the person missed Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. And my Mar of time, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's already post-Rosh Chodesh. So the halacha is he davens Mar of twice, and he does not say Yalav Yavo in either one of those tefillahs, because it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. He davens, let's say he would have davened the first one for Ma'ariv and the second one for Tashlum and for Mincha, and he said Yalav Yavo in the second one, but yeah, but he's Yotzei. Let's say he said Yalav Yavo in the first one. So clearly he's saying, oh, this is the Mincha Tefillah. And then he says, no Yalav Yavo in the second one. So not because he's confused about whether it's here with Yalav Yavo or not. It's because he wanted the first one to be for Tashlum and for Mincha, and the second one for Ma'ariv. In that situation, he's not Yotzei the Tashlum at all. He's Yotzei Ma'ariv with the second Tefillah. And then he would have to repeat Tashlum again afterwards. But in the Chayyim Tumah, a case where it's not obvious, so the Chayyim says in that case, the person would be Yotzei. Have a good day.